Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of string instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com. Thank you for downloading this Classical WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
Welcome to Introductions, WFMT's weekly show for local pre-college musicians. I'm Robbie Ellis. Today we're in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio with a live audience. They are the family and friends and family friends of violinist Henry Ozonfom. Henry hails from Chicago's South Loop neighborhood, and he's a return guest to this show. First appearing at the age of 13, he's now 17 and giving a senior recital just a couple of weeks after graduating from the University of Chicago Lab Schools. He's also been a concertmaster in Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, and he studied violin primarily with Robert Hanford, Frank Armand, and Stacia Spencer. On today's show, he's got pieces by Glazunov, Perkinson, and Wieniawski. He'll play most of the César Franck violin sonata, and there's also a duet with his elder brother, clarinetist Louis Ozonfom. First, though, some Mozart, joined by pianist Nathan Canfield. Here's the first movement of the violin sonata number 26 in B-flat, Kirchhoff 378. Henry Ozonfom is live on Introductions.
Thank you.
The opening movement of Mozart's Violin Sonata No. 26 in B flat. 17-year-old Henry Ozonfant was on violin and Nathan Canfield was on piano. Henry is the feature guest on the show today. We are live in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. And Henry Ozonfant, welcome back to Introductions.
Thank you very much for having me.
Some lovely Mozart to start the show. And I'd like you to talk about how you started in music and why you chose the violin as your instrument.
Yeah, so there's like a local school called Sherwood Conservatory by my house. And so my mom decided that she'd be more adventurous with her second child. And so she decided to sign me up for the violin. My older brother plays piano. And so that's how I started when I was around 4.5 years old.
So violin is more adventurous than piano.
Yeah, perhaps a little bit. Yeah.
We'll put it that way. And fairly early on, I think, you signed up to Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. I'm not exactly sure how long it's been, but I know it's been a big part of your life for many years. When did you start with them? What's your history there?
Yeah, so I think I started around when I was 7. So I've been there for around 10 years. And so, yeah, I've been there ever since.
And you Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, it's a plural organization. So What ensemble there did you start with and how did you progress?
Yeah, so I started with the overture strings, which is like the lowest level, and then I progressed my way up to the symphony orchestra, which is the flagship ensemble of CYSO.
And you've been a concertmaster with symphony orchestra for a while. You've had some real highlights as a concertmaster there.
Yeah, in November 2022 at the iconic CSO Hall, I played some extensive concertmaster solos for Strauss's Ein Heldenleben. And that was such a powerful, moving concert. And I think on that day, everyone collaborated so beautifully. And I'll definitely cherish that for a long time. And shout out to Maestro Alan Tinkham. Thank you for all the great memories.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of very talented players in CYSO. But for Alan Tinkham to entrust you with such a big, big concert master, I mean, it's a meaningful thing.
Definitely, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And you got to play as an actual proper concerto soloist.
Yeah, Tchaikovsky concerto.
Yeah, and a few other occasions as well. So today is a very tight episode of introductions because you wanted to bring as much music as possible. So let's introduce the next two pieces. Sure. In a few minutes' time, not the very next piece, but the piece after that, is Louisiana Blues Strut by Coleridge Taylor Perkinson. How'd you learn about this piece?
Yeah, so I first listened to a recording of one of my favorite violinists, Augustin Hadelijk. He usually plays this piece as an encore at some of his concerts. And I was really immediately captured by this piece's like jazzy and fun feel. And so I knew I wanted to incorporate this piece into my program.
Yeah. And of course, you are a Chicagoan and so is Coleridge Taylor Perkinson.
Yeah, he lives some of his life there.
Yeah. But the piece you're going to play very next is the Grand Adagio from the ballet Raymonda by Alexander Glazunov. Set this piece up for us.
Sure, yeah. So a few years ago, I was learning the Glazunov Violin Concerto with my teacher. And so he decided to recommend me another piece, another great piece by Glazunov from the ballet Raymonda titled the Grand Adagio. And so when I listened to this piece for the first time, I was immediately captured by its beauty and lyricism, and I knew I wanted to play this in this program.
Thank you so much, Henry. Let you get set up again. Henry Ozonfant is on violin, joined by Nathan Canfield on piano. Two pieces now. Alexander Glazunov's Grand Adagio from the ballet Raymonda, and that'll be followed by Louisiana Blues Strut by Coleridge Taylor Perkinson. You're listening to Introductions on Classical WFMT.
Thank you.
Not the first time that piece has shown up on introductions. Louisiana Blues Strut by the Chicago composer Coleridge Taylor Perkinson. Before that was the Grand Adagio from Raimonda by Alexander Glazunov. Both were played by 17-year-old Henry Auzenfant on violin on introductions, live from the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. The next piece is by Georg Friedrich Fuchs, 1752-1821. Not a terribly notable composer. Every time Fuchs turns up on introductions, it's with these next two performers, because he seems to be the only composer in history to write duets for violin and clarinet. Henry Auzenfant stays on violin, and he's joined by his elder brother, Louis Auzenfant, who's just finished his sophomore year at Harvard, majoring in economics and statistics. He is also an alum of this show. Here's the opening of Fuchs's clarinet and violin duet in G minor, opus 14, number 3. Thank you. brothers performing together on introductions for one last time. Louis aux Enfants on clarinet, who's currently an undergraduate at Harvard University and a member of the Harvard Radcliffe Orchestra, and Henry aux Enfants on violin, who's just finished high school. You heard a duet by Georg Friedrich Fuchs. And this is Introductions. I'm always accepting applications to appear on the show. If you are pre-college and local to the Chicago area, then you're eligible to audition. Go to our website, wfmt.com/introductions. You can find out all about Henry aux Enfants there as well. Coming up, the violin sonata of César Franck. You're listening to Classical WFMT. Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, serving the Chicago area for more than 40 years. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagorney Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, and WFMT members like you. Next week on Introductions, we are live from Merritt School of Music with flute soloist Jacob Cornejo, and you can join us in person. It's Make Music Chicago, a day where there is free music making all over the city. Come on down to Merritt in the West Loop to see a live broadcast in action. Doors at 10:30 a.m., free entry, no reservation required. See wfmt.com/introductions for more details. I'm Robbie Ellis. My guest in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio is Henry aux Enfants, 17 years old from Chicago's South Loop. He's just graduated from the University of Chicago Lab Schools, and he also played for many years in Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. He studies violin with Robert Hanford. Henry, let's talk about the hard sciences for a moment. You've been involved in chemistry research at the University of Chicago.
Yeah, so this past May, I had the opportunity and privilege to work in the lab of University of Chicago Professor Chuan He. And so there I studied like RNA biology and genomics and how this type of RNA, snow RNA, can affect cancer cell growth and ribosome production. That was very interesting.
And the violin that you're playing on, it's a loner and it's a very old one. You want to tell us briefly about it?
Yeah, sure. It's a 1730 Royal Sanctus Serafine violin. And a shout out to the Becker Family Foundation and Hooper Family Foundation. I'm very thankful and grateful for their generosity and support for loaning me this violin.
Lovely sounding instrument. So on to the centerpiece of today's recital. Almost a full sonata. We can't quite fit literally the whole thing, but it's most of César Franck's sonata in A major. Why is this the centerpiece of your recital?
Yeah, so this piece has always been on my to-learn list, and I recently listened to a recording of Jeremy Denk and Joshua Bell, and I was enamored by this piece's beauty and wonder. And actually, this piece, it was written for the legendary Belgian violinist Eugène Ysaÿe, and so I thought this would be a great piece to play.
Well, thank you so much, Henry aux Enfants. He's playing violin with Nathan Canfield on piano. You'll hear movements 2, 3, and 4 of the violin sonata in A major by César Franck live on Introductions. the final three movements from the violin sonata in A major of César Franck. You heard Henry aux Enfants on violin and Nathan Canfield on piano live from the WFMT studios on introductions this morning. And Henry is at the mic once more. Please, will you just pay tribute in the nearly first 18 years of your life to the main violin teachers you've had?
Yeah, sure. So thank you so much to Mr. Robert Hanford, Mr. Frank Allman, and Miss Stacia Spencer for guiding me throughout this journey playing the violin. Thank you so much for your support.
There's an important piece of information about this, about your future, your college plans that you have deliberately kept secret from me. And this reminds me of two different things. One, when you were 2 years old, Henry, basketball player LeBron James had this major live television broadcast called The Decision, where he kept the team that he was going to play for secret until that moment. And second of all, there's a saying for trial lawyers, when they've got a witness on the stand, never ask a question you don't know the answer to. But I'm going to ask a question I don't know the answer to. Yeah. What are you doing for college?
Sure. Yeah, so it was a very difficult decision to make. But in the end, I decided to go to a place where I can pursue both music and academics. And so I decided to go to Princeton University in the fall, where I plan on studying chemistry and music.
Congratulations on getting into Princeton. That's great news. And you'll be. Do you get to do a performance major at Princeton?
I don't know. They have a music performance.
They do have a music performance
and
major.
And major too as well.
Great stuff. Well, congratulations to you. And what's the last piece you're going to play today?
So the last piece that I'm playing today is the Polonaise de Concert by Henryk Wieniawski, the Polish violinist. And it's a very exuberant and exciting piece, and I think it's a great way to celebrate the year end.
Thank you so much, Henry aux Enfants, for the final time on Introductions, performing in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. Nathan Canfield is on piano, and they're going to be playing the Polonaise de Concert, a great showpiece to finish our recital today on Introductions by Henryk Wieniawski. Thank you. Polonaise de Concert by a Polish composer, Henryk Wieniawski, the final selection from 17-year-old violinist Henry Ozenfant today, with appreciative friends and family rising to their feet here in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. Henry recently finished high school, graduating from the University of Chicago Lab Schools, and shortly he's off to Princeton University to major in violin performance and chemistry. He studied violin with Robert Hanford, Frank Armand, and Stacia Spencer, and he was a concertmaster of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's flagship group for many years. That's it for today's episode of Introductions. Thank you to today's pianist, Nathan Canfield, today's clarinetist, Louis Ozenfant, audio engineer, Max Lebien, and production assistant, Ella Pinsloop. You can find out more about the show by going to wfmt.com/introductions, where you can listen back to this show and others as a podcast. A reminder that we're live from Merritt School of Music next week with flute soloist Jacob Cornejo, and you can come watch in person. It's an event part of Make Music Chicago, an annual fixture on June the 21st. So come on down to Merritt School of Music, doors at 10:30 a.m., free entry. More details at wfmt.com/introductions. I'm Robbie Ellis, producer and presenter of Introductions. Catch you next time as I feature more great young local talent every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on Classical WFMT.
We hope you've enjoyed Introductions, sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. To learn more, visit johnnorwoodlee.com.